action.
Blog Talk Radio.
New, it is fresh, and ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar, coming to you live from Hollywood, California, the home of the entertainment and motion picture industry, on Saturday, June 11, 2016.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turned brown. And we could be together, baby, long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer,
Welcome back to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. So, yes, we are back. For those people who think Diversity News Radio, it went away and it's not coming back, that is wrong. Because as I told you before, this radio show comes back when we want. That's the beauty, doing a radio show on Diversity News Radio, produced by Diversity News Productions, sister company of Diversity News Publications, family of companies. So here we are. We are on today's show. We will be having an exclusive interview with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association president, and as well the ASYN association. I think I got it wrong, but let me look at my source first before I say it. Okay, I'm going to get, I'm not really used to the ASYN. So I need to get the right thing, and let me see. Here we are. Okay, I just need to look in that. We will be, let me respond here to my guest. He's been patient. I know he has been waiting for about 30 minutes. I will call you. Okay, sorry, I talked to myself. Okay, so anyways, back in there, ASYN stands for the American Society of Young Musicians. So he is the national president, and tomorrow he's going to be celebrating his birthday. So we decided to do an exclusive interview. We never really had him on the radio show. I'm sorry. He is impatient. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're liking this, our return, now that we are official in the summer. So I'm getting ready. Our guest, he will be coming soon into the line. So you give me a minute while I type his number into the computer system and to get him very soon. So as I'm talking, like I say, by the way, for those of you, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, it has a brand new website where you can call. Let me see, something is going on here. I mean, can you check it out? And my phone is not dialing. Okay, so how do we cancel this thing? Okay, we had to. Okay, let me. Let's go back to another song, and we'll be back with our guest. We're having some tech issues, but we'll be back. Thank you. Welcome back to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar. And like I say, tonight we had an exclusive interview here on Diversity News Radio with the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and the American Society of Young Musicians, President and National President Jarvey Hutcherson, who is on the line. Welcome to be live here on Diversity News Radio.
Very good. We're very honored to be here with you and with all the listeners tonight and to share with some things that are going on. And certainly we're very proud of what you're doing with the Diversity Magazine and the Diversity Pageants and all the various entities that you have going. We're very proud of.
You know, I mean, my goal is to create branding, and we're branding so many products or ventures that we're doing with the Diversity News. I call it publication families or companies.
Right.
Which can be the radio, the magazine, the pageant, the TV, you name it. There's two. Everything is diversity in my face since the company was founded in 2003. Anyways,
right.
I know you have been waiting for this day, and I feel excited that you finally accepted my invitation. I know you're very busy. You're working for your birthday tomorrow. So can you tell us about your birthday? Are you excited?
Sure.
What's going on?
Well, I'm very excited about the annual birthday celebration I have once a year. I have it basically, we use it with both organizations as a fundraiser to help raise money for our scholarship program. I don't need, as the honoree and birthday, I don't need any gifts, so I just prefer guests give something towards to support the student filmmakers as well as the young musicians. And every year it comes together with so many people, friends and associates and members come together and share in the evening under the stars, and it's going to be a great time. And this year we're set for it to be at Zen's on Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, and it's owned by Keisha Campbell, one of the actress, and her husband owns the facility, and it's a very popular place in the entertainment community. So we're looking forward to sharing an evening of celebrating the birthday, and meantime of also raising funds to help our scholarship programs. That's what it's about to you.
If I'm correct, that's got the same lounge and terrace. Address I'm looking is 10628 Ventura Boulevard, Studio City, California, 91604.
Very good. Yeah, that's it. And that's where it's going to
yeah.
be. And so I'm going to like and support the cause and have a good time, and I get the opportunity to meet you. Feel free to come and be a part, and we're honored to have you there, Stephen. We're glad that you will be attending.
And I, of course, I'm trying to bring one of my pageants to also you can
okay.
meet her. I try to get more, but you know, some of them, they live in different cities. We had
mm-hmm.
one of our pageants even from San Diego. So we cannot bring her all the time to the red carpet, but, you know, it is tomorrow, of course, we'll be there, and I'm glad that you're doing in the area where I reside. So I don't have to deal with the jump into different freeways. As you know, commute sometimes, it can be a hassle.
Exactly, especially in the city of Los Angeles.
Yes. Another question I had before I let you go, because I know you're preparing for tomorrow. Can you tell us about, I know you have been promoting recently about the diversity awards or the issue about diversity.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? What actions your organization is doing in regards to that issue?
Sure. Well, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association has been at this for over 30, I'm going on 30 years now. That when I founded the organization, I knew that there were so many stories untold and having been mentioned that I felt there was a need. Then everyone has come together and support each other in some degree, and diversity means everyone. And constantly, the officers brought to their attention when there was a problem with diversity. And what they've been doing and trying to do now, I've been doing for 30 years, so they are looking at us and paying attention. And we are now being approached with perhaps taking our award show, the annual Diversity Awards, to television, so we're really excited about that, and honoring diversity in the cinematic arts, motion picture, and television. I mean,
I don't know. If there, I don't. Yeah.
And this is right up your alley in diversity, Stephen, since that's what you represent. So I think it's a very good thing for all of us together.
Another thing I can add in regards to this is about your website. You had a new website out there. I know you had not really promoted. It's very long, by the way, but it has a lot of good information from the past. The website I'm looking right now, it has information about the diversity awards, of course, the ASYN, past members, past sponsors, and to make it sure for those people listening, the website is Multicultural Motion Picture Association.org. Why do you select that long name? Very long.
why do we select what now?
The name, when you went and get this name, is very long. Even GoDaddy people tells me, that's a long website.
Right, Multicultural Motion Picture, all one word, association.
Uh-huh.
We feel the need of bringing, because multicultural is a very
small. Okay. Are you there? I think we're having technical issues with the iPhone. Okay. Now, I guess we're not there. Okay, so it looks we're having some little issues. So I guess so I will have to move on with the show. I'm waiting here to see what happens. Let me look at the studio. You're still online, huh?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
It looks got cut off, but you are back. I think you redialed. So I was asking, you know, about talking about the website. But anyways, ASYN, that one, ASYN. What is currently you working on the organization?
Well, it supports, it's known for its annual spring benefit concert and awards we do each year. But we, around the part of the year of July, we have our annual benefit concert and awards. And this year we're honoring Gloria Estefan. And it's going to be quite an evening that we salute her, and we bring up a lot about the organization, what it stands for, and what it doesn't, what's most important to help young musicians. So it is a program that's very much needed, giving opportunity for young and upcoming artists in the entertainment music industry.
Oh, I see.
It's a very fun, it's a very good organization that young people raise dollars to continue their scholarships and keep their scholarships going if they're not even making any, you know, other scholarships and other monies. You know, we try to definitely keep them where they are able to see that they're working on their other parts of their degrees and different things to maintain money to be successful.
Great. I have one more question. It's kind of like a promo question. Why I should go to tomorrow's event? What is going to be happening?
Well, it's going to be a lot's going to be happening. There's I don't know. It hasn't been announced, but I have just been appointed the new president of the Dream Mason EFX Studios, and that would be something that would be new, that handles a lot of animations, and that I'll be a part of that, and also. We are an organization that's growing leap and bounds, that's bringing more members all across the board, and it has grown to this particular point, and we are out there pushing it and encouraging it, and certainly we are glad to be a part of the position of making changes in the entertainment industry. So this is what we're all about, and that's what we're currently doing right now. We're glad to know that you represent diversity, your publication stands for it, and I think that it's a very good tool that's good for the community and for people, period.
Okay.
I have to. I want to add that you can correct me. Tomorrow we're going to see entertainment. We're going to have the red carpet, I guess.
Yes, and you're going to have some speaking and some presentations, and it's going to be quite a fun evening and evening enjoyment, and mix and mingle and get an opportunity to see people at their best.
And your traditional beautiful cake as well.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Your cake, we're going to have that cake that you usually get.
Yeah,
I don't know where
a five-layer cake, and we're going to share it, and we're going to make sure everyone gets nice pieces and they can take some, because I can't carry any of it. I don't need it, and so I want to make sure that they eat it all and have a great time.
All right. I want to ask online a favor, so later I can go back and tell you didn't do this for me. If you don't mind, tomorrow I can join our pageants. We're still searching for to make the queens in November. We're going to be having our crowning show in November.
Right.
So
I was very excited about this.
Yes, it's really, we had already 11 contestants. We're trying to get more. So things are going to be start getting, I told the contestants, hit it, because this is a competition. But we have beautiful ladies on board, by the way. I'm so happy. Everyone, the people who have supported me and the people who have not supported me, I'm happy with this venture. I can tell you there is a breaking news on when we crown the winners on November. I'm not going to tell you the breaking news, but there is a breaking news. The host is going to say that breaking news in November. So it's still going to get busy for myself, but I'm very happy with the people who are coming on board as the judges, as the sponsors, part of the team. It's happening, and I really want to basically say thank you for believing in me and this venture.
Yes, well, I'm very proud of you and your accomplishments and what you stand for. And I'm very happy.
All right, well, I'm
very proud.
And thank you for that. And now, anything else you would like to say? Because now the floor is all yours.
I'd just like to say that we represent diversity in cinematic arts, motion picture, and television.
Mm-hmm.
And the diversity issues is that he is on top of the of the program. And we want to thank him for always willing to help. And thank you, Stephen. All right.
Okay. All right.
So I want to say once again, thank you, and we talk later, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place.
See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it.
Tell you.
both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family? We're family's all that we got. Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Welcome back to Diversity News Radio. I'm here with Steven Escobar. And yes, we're going to be off the air in 20 seconds. But anyways, I want to say thank you again to Mr. Jarvie Hackerson for being my exclusive guest on today's show. Okay, so moving on, other issues that we want to discuss here on Diversity News Radio is, of course, we mentioned in the conversation about Miss Diversity, Miss Teen Diversity, or basically Miss Diversity or Diversity News Beauty Pageant. We're still searching, and we have a lot of categories that you can select if you meet the requirements. Of course, you know, Miss Diversity means you have to be somebody who is not married, doesn't have kids, not divorced, okay? So that means single. Miss Teen Diversity is almost the same category, but there is an age, difference. Of course, we had also for married and divorced ladies or ladies who have kids. That is Mrs. Diversity. Also, we are, the branding of the Diversity News, so I had also... Or we have Miss Diversity News, once again, single, no children, never married. We have the Miss Teen Diversity News, that once again, somebody in the age of 14 to 17 or 18. We had also for the married ladies, the divorced, the one with kids, or with husband, and that is Mrs. Diversity News. So you are welcome to join, and I'm going to... go to the website for just really, since you start joining our pageant, you start getting publicity. And I have not really seen that much from some of the pageants out there. So that's why you should join Diversity, our pageants, Diversity or Diversity News. So the website is MrsDiversity.com. Check it out. Since the first day you join, we put a press release on you. We add you to the flyer with all the contestants with the title that you select or, and the city or country that you want to represent. So you want to join, go to the website. There is an email where you can send it. Or you can call me after the radio show or tomorrow. My direct cell phone is 213-321-9408. Also, for those business owners who are interested in sponsoring us, you're welcome to also call me there. And I also want to say thank you to everyone who have come on board, helping in recruiting, providing awards, prizes for the winners, and of course, the team of judges that's going to be part on this production, and also the production team. So I just want to say, even though I'm going to have that speech on November, everyone, and a very special speech, by the way, I want to say thank you for believing in me and believing in this project and this venture. You guys are the best. Okay, so I know I'm off there. So now let's see how many minutes I have left. According to the thing, I don't have no idea, but I'm going to be off there shortly. Let me see. Looking at the time, I should be off by, let me see here, according to this, 10:05, so I should be off. Okay, one announcement I want to say is looking and die, and let me go here on this thing. Today is a special day also because my baby, celebrity diva, Casper, is having his second year since he was born. Casper, happy birthday, boy. Happy birthday. I had your ice cream. I had your chicken with no skin. So you're going to be treated after the radio show. Anyways, I just want to say that I cannot believe it's a year since I adopted this little cutie cat. I learned so much. I learned to take care of him, share my living space with him. Also, you know, cleaning after him, feeding him, showering him, playing with him. Oh, my God. It has been a very interesting year. But I'm happy that I made the decision to adopt him. You know, he's a beautiful cat. He has been recently ill. The food is not, you know, making him feel well. So I'm kind of sad, but he is strong. He's not going to leave me yet. You know, and I don't want that to happen. So I think I will cry if something like that happens to this little cutie cat. So once again, I just want to share that I'm going to be taking care of my cat in a couple of minutes. You know, so anyways, that's basically it, and I'm going to be, you know, singing him again his happy birthday, and hope he get better, and he loves ice cream, so I bought him a very nice ice cream, which I'm going to share with him, and of course, food, you know, he loves to eat. My God, this guy eats, pee, poop, and sleep. Oh my God, he has his own chair, he has a big place for him to play around, you know. He goes to scratch my computer. He goes to scratch the flat TV screen. He have it all. So I hope that this cat is happy that I rescued him because, you know, the shelter, sometimes they kill them, you know, because they had too many pets. All right, so too much talking. So let's go back and enjoy the following song. And I hope I will be on air when I come back. Thank you for listening to Diversity News Radio on air with Steven Escobar.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've got.
Welcome back to Diversity News Radio. On air with Stephen Escobar. I hope you have enjoyed this comeback. And happy summer, by the way. We are on June. It's getting hotter there. Earthquakes are start happening again. So, anyways, I also want to wish once again to Mr. Jarvie Hutcherson happy, fun, and safe birthday. I want to also mention that this radio show is made possible by our sponsor, which is Miss Diversity, Miss Teen Diversity, Mrs. Diversity, and Miss Diversity News, Miss Teen Diversity News, and Mrs. Diversity News Beauty Pageant Organization. As well, this radio show, Diversity News Radio on Air with Stephen Escobar, is powered by BloodTalkRadio.com. And Diversity News Radio on Air with Stephen Escobar is produced by Diversity News Productions. So I guess that's all I want to say. If you would like to sponsor this radio show, please email to diversitynewsradio@gmail.com or Diversity News Radio dot Diversity News, diversitynewspublications.com. Yeah, Diversity News Radio at diversitynewspublications.com. That's our parent sister company. Of course, we also looking for new, new talent out there to play your songs. That's a new section we're going to have. So feel free to send your MP3s to diversitynewsradio@gmail.com, and we'll select your song to be played on the next radio show. And then also, before I forget, Casper is watching me. What was that? There is something else I'm supposed to talk about. Yes, October 23, 2016 is the 30th annual Ace Walk Los Angeles 2016. And of course, as you may know, since 2003 to the present, we have been raising money, doing awareness about Teen Diversity News 3960, along with Diversity News Magazine Cares. And this year, we had our pageants joining us. So I asked you to sponsor our pageants. They will be raising money, they will be walking, they will be even volunteering for the Ace Walk LA office. So I'm very excited working with them, and I hope you support them. You know, we will be selling tickets for the pageants, so I hope you purchase tickets to come watch the winners, and of course, sponsor them too. We are going to be having a sponsor advertisements. We're going to have the souvenir program. So things are going to start getting busy, with this venture. And like I say, next year or in November, we're going to give a breaking news about what is going to happen in 2017. Because 2017, I feel it's going to be the best in with our diversity news or diversity diversity pageants, or so anyways, I don't know if I'm off the air, but I'm going to be playing the next song, and if I don't come back, enjoy tonight, enjoy tomorrow, and be safe, and remember, Diversity News Radio on Air with Stephen Escobar is not going anywhere, and feel free to listen to the archive and share it with your friends. Like our fan page on Facebook, is Diversity News Radio. Feel free to also like my own fan page, which is Stephen Steven Escobar. And for right now, I can say thank you and good night.